possible monkeypox case.
Blog Talk Radio.
One thing after another. I don't know. I don't know what the world we're living in today. It's just a dangerous, cruel place we're living in.
You know, it's just a lot to process.
The patient is in isolation at a Bellevue hospital after arriving yesterday. Samples drawn are being evaluated for monkeypox, and if they turn up positive, contact tracing will be done. The news comes just a day after a Massachusetts man tested positive for the rare disease after traveling to Canada, where there are 15 suspected cases in and around Montreal. The CDC says monkeypox, which is a cousin of smallpox, can spread through airborne droplets and bodily fluids. Symptoms include fever, body aches, and rash. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Friday. A gorgeous and sunny day we have in store for us today. High temperatures also not looking too bad, around 61, 62 degrees. Tonight, clear skies and cool, low temperatures dropping down to about 44, 45. For Saturday and for Sunday, more sunshine expected and warmer temperatures, highs in the mid-60s to low 70s by Sunday. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Partly sunny skies returning for Monday, highs of around 68.
This is Martha Norwalk, every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. Thanks in part to Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com, we cover the world of animals. This week, May 22nd, it's my next behavior and training teaching show with Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. I'll pick up where I left off, and we're getting to the really good stuff. You may even want to take notes. So plan to join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm really thrilled. I love the people that I get to speak with, but even more than that, I love how they are out in the world. Dr. Lisa Collins is joining me here today. We're going to talk about Hot Off the Shelf, her book. And it was so funny because I was watching a movie, I think, last night. I watch the same movies over and over again, Benny. Like if there's like a movie I like it's a, so every time it pops up, I like watch it. And, you know, and I love Denzel Washington. And so at the end of the movie, he's connecting with this young woman that was like a prostitute, and then she's not because he helped her, but I'm not even going to go into that. And there's the end of the movie where he puts like a fist bump up and he says, mind, body, and then she does like that for spirit and soul. And so right, Denzel, you're ending that crazy violent movie with that. Okay, that's good. But what I love about it is that if you'd have talked to people a number of years ago and you would have said things like that, there would be some people that got it and some people that didn't. And in the time that I've been doing this, Benny, remember when we started to do shows like when we did whole events like one,
mm-hmm.
We were teaching people 20 years ago. Now, some people say, oh, no, people knew. Well, kind of, but now like we're in the mainstream. Now we're talking about love and light, a guide to peace and oneness. And my very special guest today is Dr. Lisa Collins. And she's joining me here today as somebody that totally understands what healing frameworks are about and why we need them in the world today. Whether you're talking about racial healing for people of color and non-people of color, or you're talking about healing from addiction, and I'm not even going to talk about addiction today because I just got the new numbers, it doesn't matter. What she is saying is, I am a coach, and I am the coach that's going to help move the needle to get to a place of conscious freedom and spirituality. What's the end game? Acceptance and space for connectedness and oneness, the charts with this. And so today, get ready to take a ride with us. For those of you that are thinking, am I going to learn something today? You bet your bippy you are. Dr. Collins, great to have you. Lisa, awesome. Kick it up for me now.
Thank you for having me on your show, Dr. Patton, for that wonderful introduction. You bet your bippy. I love it.
because I'm not allowed to cuss. But here's the thing I love. Really, 20 years ago, and I want to take a step back for a minute, because what I've been able to watch is the many different shades that we've evolved to have a conversation like the one we're having today and the conversation in your book. You know, I work with women in addiction and recovery, and I've worked with women in the field of alcoholism since 89, and I've worked with women in drug, like they're two separate deals. Don't ask me why. Somebody crazy did that a bunch of years ago, but they're separate. And I worked with folks in about 1973 and on when I got my little awakening. And one of the things that I love is the founders of those initiates clearly, from Carl Jung, said, you've got to have a spiritual experience. This is a spiritual program. And today, if somebody comes to me and says, I want to work with you, and I say, great, we're going to do spiritual program, and they say, oh, no, I'm not. I'm like, okay, go get another person, right? I don't know how to live my life. But for you, love of light, peace and oneness, you don't get here, I don't think, without going through some stuff. So I'm just saying, we're going to talk for a minute about stuff. I got to know what kind of stuff that you got through, went through, saw in your life to get you to the place where now you are the ambassador for this. What kind of, do you like my phrase, my highly professional stuff?
I like
word?
That very professional phrase. you know, you do have to go through a valley. And for me, a valley was being a single mom. A valley is coming from a family that is riddled with alcoholism and drug addiction, and trying to figure out what the code is in life, and how I grew up in my family. Is that how other people are, and me not knowing how to care for myself, genuinely care for me, and to love myself in a way that I can be one in the world. And so when I'm responding to how other people are acting or saying or behaving, I'm what you call, one of my mentors says, I'm on the outside of the bicycle. I'm not in the middle. I'm just spinning around. And that spin got dark. It got to be a pretty dark spin. And then all of a sudden I had a spiritual experience. Like, wait a minute. Is it possible that I don't know what I'm doing with my life? I'm not happy. And I started my life over at 28. I was divorced with three kids, 28 years old. And our parents, my ex-husband and my parents, were taking care of our children in two different states. And I was left with me. And I needed to find out who I was.
I love this. I love this idea of, you know, we have a phrase in our culture. It's called second chances. But second chances are usually meant for every restart. At least that's my extended definition of it. And I love how you talked about getting that restart and getting that start over. But I also love how you really stepped into it. And, you know, there's one thing that I now know that I don't deny, and that is God's word's wisdom, right? I don't deny it. I don't deny the fact that, you know, while we're talking about some things that just don't make sense, you know, it's really interesting. Boy, why am I talking about this now? You know, I have had to learn to have the God of my understanding show forward in my life. that includes everybody. It includes white, black, brown, Asian. I don't care. LGB, then T, then Q, then plus. It includes everybody, yeah. Right? Right? And we hear people. One of the people I listen to, my little spiritual uplift guy, I love listening to him, and I email him at least once a week. What do I email him? I say, hello, Pastor. So you said it again. You said that we are forgiven for our sins, but yet you don't support people that are gay because you say they're sinning.
Mm-hmm.
Which is it, dude? So the reason I'm bringing it up is because we have to sift through what's going to work for us. What have you found has worked for you?
You know, one thing that has worked for me is the simple statement that we have one job to do here, and it's to care for one another, and we can't seem to do that. It didn't say to judge one another. It didn't tell me to tell you can't wear that dress. It didn't, and I really am striving to live that in my life, just to care for each other, whether you like me or not, whatever political persuasion you are, and it is really difficult. It's difficult to do. So with that mantra or with that foundation, moving forward, this book was a gift, and I, having my own story of redemption and living the life I live, is has helped me to stand next to the book.
Yeah.
I'm standing next to it.
Yeah. I love it. You know, I'm raised in a very interesting family, and I was very blessed to have a stepmom that came from the Baptist tradition, but came from a different version of it. You know, not the version that I hear on TV. And I didn't even understand it. When you're growing up, you don't know what she's talking. I mean, Baptist, Catholic, what? She's talking the word, though. And the word is, you know what? God loves everybody. She's going to love you, Pat, because I was the ugly duckling sister, just saying. Next to my two beautiful stepsisters, here I was, this darker person, right? Blondes, blue. God loves everybody. You have to love everybody. You have to be able to learn to step forward, because if you can't do that, let me ask you a question, she'd say with her southern drawl. Let me ask you a question, honey. Like, if you are not loving other people, I just want to, like, do you, like, love yourself? And I'm like, I don't even like myself, Mom. But see, this is what your book brings forward for us, right? It brings forward your passion, your purpose. And some of the questions you ask in the book are just so beautifully stated. Should people be without food or water? Right?
Right.
I have to ask you this question. All of us get to step into a journey. We do. All of us. You've had a couple of restarts. I've had a couple of restarts. I had to restart my day today, just saying. But boy, when the light bulb goes on, what does that feel like for you, Dr. Lisa? That light bulb, light bulb moments, right?
It feels like freedom. And it's not because that I did or said something. It's because I let go. I allowed what was happening in my life to happen, and I didn't try to control it. I had trust. And it feels like freedom. It feels like floating. That's what it feels like for me.
I want to talk with you about this as we move forward. I thank you for writing an incredible book. First of all, I love the message in it, but more importantly, I love the way you wrote it. I love that for me to even get through the first, I think, 15 pages, you must ask me about 20 questions that I had to stop and think about. I also love that you mentioned foundationally, and this is where I run into trouble when I sponsor women in either program, and I hand them... I say, I'm going to hand you the big book, and I hand them the Course in Miracles.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that.
Now, I tell you what, I've learned a little discernment. Like, if you're working with somebody that has 30 days or less, you just got to get to that other book, right?
Right, right.
But when you get to step two, then there is a part. The Course of Miracles was influential for you. Can you talk to that?
This book is a spiritual writing. So I wrote it. It came through me, but it's not of me. So when I got to the part of Course of Miracles, a friend of mine, her and I started during the pandemic doing a lesson a day. And we would call each other and go through the lessons. And the lessons were hard. They were really difficult to do. And you would think, like, oh, this is going to be easy. And they were very technical. They're very technically written. And it was like, you need to bring your lunch.
You need to bring your lunch. And I got to tell you, sometimes I had to bring my dinner.
Right. That's right.
And I found that there's learning and then there's learning. Mm-hmm. And what I love that you mentioned this, but I'll tell you what else I love. You know how I know that this is your pathway? There are a million ways you could have started the book, and you started it with an amazing prayer. And I'm hoping later in the show, if you won't mind reading that prayer to us. One of the things that I'm struck by is when we say to people, and I say it a lot, and I say it in strange ways, right? I mean, to be honest with you, I'll be playing my sport and I'll say, hey, dude, don't relive that point. Be in a light. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what?
Right.
What light? I want to ask you this question because there's so much in here. The prayers, the poetry in here. I mean, I started to look at this and I read the book and then I went back and I said, wait a minute. The treasure by thee will be found maybe amid the rattle and smoke of battle. What? Or far it may lie neat a flickering sky, mid wastes ablaze in the scorching rays. What the heck came to you? This is a masterpiece. It's a great book, but it's also lines of lessons.
It is. It was kind of funny because I did on my podcast, I read some parts of the book and I was taken aback when I started reading the prayers that I wrote. It's all, and I paused for a second like, wow, this is really a spiritual writing.
Yeah.
And it speaks to me. Some of the prayers and some of the people I had to reach out to ask them, can I use your prayer?
Yep.
And it is a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I looked at this and I said, I have this sponsee, I'm going to give it to her. I have this one, I'm going to give it to her. I have another woman that's not my sponsee, but she's a friend. She's on my list to give it to. And why would I say that? And not just people that are struggling with addiction. What's happening in the world right now, let's just cut it short. People are struggling.
Yes.
Do you agree?
They're untethered. I agree.
Untethered. Untethered. The untethered soul. That's another. You'll have to come back and do that show. But they're untethered, and they don't know they're untethered. And I want to ask you this question because you talk about it in the book. You see, my mom used to say things like, hey, girls, did I ever tell you about the frog? And we're like, what? Here she goes now. It's like a 30-second thing you could say. You wouldn't take 3 hours to say it, Mom. So she would tell us, she said, you know, you girls, this is where you girls are. Which one are you? She says, you know, like, you get that frog, right? You know we eat those frogs down there where you come from, girls. And yeah, you get the frog, and Grandma take the frog. And you saw Grandma take the frog, and she takes the frog, and she takes the frog, put it in the boiling water. Right? You girls, you all seen that, right? I'm thinking I was not part of that childhood, but I get it. And my sisters are like, yeah, that frog jumped right out of that water. And my mama would say, yeah, what did Grandma do then? Oh, yeah, when you're in hot water, you jump out of that. She said, and Joyce would say, well, Grandma was smart. Grandma put the frog in cold water. And then she turned that water up slowly. I think that's where we are now. What do you think, Dr. Lisa?
I absolutely think that's where we are now. People are completely untethered. And it says in the book that If you get to this point in the book and you don't understand, go back to the beginning.
I did
that. Go back to the beginning. And I think people are lost. They were lost chasing something. And as the world gets more and more chaotic and more seemingly dangerous, we forget who we are.
Yeah.
We forget who we are.
Yeah. I want to just take a break, Benny, and if we could. But for those of you just tuning in, Love of Light, A Guide to Peace and Oneness with Dr. Lisa Collins. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the book. But even more importantly, you want to listen to our podcast. I'm going to be talking to her during the break about what she would like to read from this, because you have to hear this in her words, right? Dr. Lisa, how do people find out about you? But more importantly, let's tell folks how to get the book.
They can find the book at Archway Publishing.
Okay.
That's one place to get it. And, of course, you can find it on Amazon as well. Mm-hmm. And bookstores all around are carrying it.
Mm-hmm. And then you can go let's get everybody over to your website. Because, you know, we're talking about the book today, but this is not – you work with people to heal racial trauma. You have services. You have projects. You talk about social impact. There are so many things you do. You work with organizations, right?
I do.
So
I'm kind of busy.
I have to tell you, you're like my role model.
Oh, like that's not all about you, Dr. Pat.
No, I have got to get my book out, and I'm just going to follow your blueprint.
There you go.
Let's get folks the website so they can connect with you directly.
You can find me on educationthroughengagement.com. I'm also on Twitter as EdThroughEngage and Instagram as Lisa_C_healing.
Okay, and then also you're going to be able to find like Dr. Lisa Collins also doing like films. So we're going to tell you.
I have one film.
Yeah.
And I'm working on another one.
Yeah. Family of Color Productions. Is that correct?
Yep. Family of Color Productions. Be careful what you ask for.
That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Because you see, this is like a really cool book, but you have got to be all in, folks. Because when you start to read that prayer, here's what we're going to talk about when we come back. You have to have faith that the stuff that those words are going to manifest. However, you may have to clear some stuff out. Let's take a short break. Benny, Jacob, if we could, when we come back, more with Dr. Lisa Collins. The book is Love of Light. It is incredible. And she's right. I had to go back. I read it, and then I had to go back. What got me stuck? Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
You have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences, one-on-one coaching, to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
So I got to give a shout out to a couple of people. I want to give a shout out to Linda because Linda and I have been friends since 1972. We lived together for 17 years. And I don't know to this day how she is still my friend. I wake up every day and I can think of one more thing I got to make an amends for her for. But she is so plugged in. Probably will never tell you because she's like a triple Virgo. But she was so absolutely committed to bring in Dr. Lisa Collins on today. And there is a very good reason. We are going to fill these sound waves now. We're going to fill them with the juice that both she and I understand, but only after going through some really, really, how should I call them, big challenges. And even to this day, challenges. Before we go and refocus a little bit on this prayer, that you wrote, right?
Yes.
Didn't know you wrote it, but I couldn't get past it. I mean, I did ultimately read the book twice, but I really read this about an hour and a half. And then I knew why Linda had you come on today. I want to just make sure everybody knows you can get the book anywhere, but I really want you to go get to meet Dr. Lisa on her podcast, the great work she's doing in the world. Education through engagement.com is one, and then familyofcolorproductions.com, and then also on Transformation Talk Radio, her show, Love, Light, Peace, Oneness, and Guidance. Her book is a blueprint. Dr. Lisa, which prayer are you going to share with us? And then Jacob, if you would, after the show, I would love to pull this out and put some beautiful music to it if you could. But all eyes on Dr. Lisa Collins right now. Tell us about what you're going to share.
So in the book, there is a part for prayers. It's right in the first chapter, and it's a part where we pause and practice taking 10 minutes, but here's some inspiration. And there's the first prayer. I think that's the one you mentioned, Dr. Pat. And I wrote this prayer, and I'm going to read that one. Greatest light among the world, wind of love and comfort, hear my prayer and calling to be closer to you in every way, every day. Make me like the eagle that flies and carry me in the comfort of your arms and love as I wander in the way you would have me. In your eyes and in your walk, ground me like the great trees, flowers, and earth. Let me bring peace and kindness to all and graciousness, just as you do for me. Allow me to touch the oneness of truth of the earth and let my spirit fly like the wind.
How does that feel when you read that?
It feels comforting.
I know how it feels when I hear it.
It feels comforting, and this is what I, this is my prayer. I mean, I want to be one with who my authentic self, and that means that it's unconditional. And boy, what a journey to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels surrendering.
So I got down a little further down on the page.
Okay.
And there was one that made me cry.
Really?
There's a bunch that made me cry in here.
Was it the love of one another or Mother God?
I got to tell you. So, you know, I mean, I'm not really kind of an emotional thing, except when it comes to spirit and when you feel that spirit within me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were two that followed. It was like my uncles gave me boxing gloves, so it was like the 1-2 punch. The love of one another, for sure. But then if you keep reading and then you get to, by the time I got to Rise Up, I got to tell you, I had my Reverend Dr. Pat voice on for Rise Up. I'm telling you, I read out loud because I'm learning different, learning different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can read a page at a time on a paper, but I have to read out loud to feel it. And I'm crying. Can you do another one?
Yes, of course. Should I read Rise Up?
Come on. Come on. Let's do it.
Rise up and sing the song of gratefulness as you know where your strength comes from. The goodness of each of us is within. Rise up and sing the song of gratefulness. Praise the goodness of your heart. Love the plentifulness of your existence, for this love is the nourishment and is your nourishment and salvation. Amen.
Amen to that. I didn't expect this book. And I want to tell everybody why. I want to get back to the original thing I said to you, and then I want to ask you a question about it. 20 years, I think Linda counted how many interviews I've done. I think she told me, and my head exploded, so I didn't even want to know that number. But she also talked about how many books I read. I grew up illiterate because I'm learning different. I'm a little bit on the spectrum, as we now know. I've just started to talk about it because I don't even know what to say. I couldn't read or write out of high school. I passed high school because my literature teacher said that he would give me an A if I could find a poem and I could read it out loud. I couldn't read. I found Bob Dylan, one of Bob Dylan's songs, because that was a poet to me. I don't know these other poets. I knew Edgar Allan Poe and Bob Dylan. And I came in and I had the paper. But I memorized the song. That's how I got out of high school, right? So I have to read out loud. And I have to say this, and this is my question to you. As I did this, everything I read, I could feel change something in me. How did writing this book change Dr. Lisa Collins?
Wow, what a great question. The first thing it did is that when in the beginning of the book, it talked about prayer, and I was having that prayer practice already. But the part where it starts to get into judgment, judging people, I was already working on judgment, but boy, I really had to like up my game, and how I started to look at what I was digesting in the media. There's a part in the book that talks about like, you know, we spend all this time with the body, but no time with the soul. So the book is kind of like bumper cars for me. Like, you know, like, am I in the middle of the road or am I out here? I see myself like, are you digesting sick media? Well, I don't want that in me. So it became a guide for me, to pay attention to read these prayers, to spend that 10 minutes that I spent this morning, to go ahead and catch that judgment and then look at what I'm feeding my children. That was a very powerful part for me. What are we feeding our children?
Mm-hmm.
So it is, it's a gift to me. And I know it's, I'm not only to me, but it is a guide for me as well.
I love that you brought it up because you spend a there's some beautiful things you talk about, and there's a section of the book about judgment. And, you know, I love that you've done this. Now, what I love about this is, you know, I love the innocence of children. I even love my own innocence as a child, because there was a point in time where I just would be, I would ask questions. You know, when I was in Catholic boarding school at a young age that no child should be in a Catholic boarding school, I remember asking some of the most interesting questions, and they stayed with me because it never made sense. On the one hand, God loves everybody, right? On the other hand, God loves everybody except these people.
Mm-hmm.
God even loves a murderer, but don't like, God don't love gay people. But God would love a murderer, right? But that, and it never made sense to me as a child. And my stepmom was so beautiful in helping us get through that. Clearly, she never converted to Catholicism. And I got the benefit of, I don't know what planet she came from. But we have to put aside this. We can't be talking a God of no judgment and then have a list of people that just don't make it in the human category, right?
Right.
And this isn't just about people. We're doing this a lot, but we're not going to get anywhere if we don't lay down our sword of judgment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one strong part of the book is directed at churches. It's not an anti-church book, but it says very clearly churches haven't done the work of healing and peace and bringing people to God. And I think churches should take note, as well as I think people should take note of all the man-made or human kind super influences on the books like the Bible. And so it's very clear in this writing that, hey, we want to get back to caring for one another, and it's not about what you look like, who you love, or what, how you dress. It's just about caring for souls.
Yeah. And I think that's what we do. I mean, when you're looking in the eyes of someone, that you can see their woundedness. And I say woundedness without, you know, having any caveats around it. You know, people go through everything from physical abuse, from racial trauma, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, social media abuse. I mean, we could go on. And you can see it in their eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can see it in their eyes. What I love is being able to see the woundedness, because the next step is nothing. See, once you are so ingrained and woundedness now turns to anger and resentment, the eyes turn into the eyes of a shark. And so when I see somebody in that much pain, it is a sign for me to see, is there anything I could do to show some compassion or empathy? And I want to ask you this, because in the book you say this, and I would love for you to talk to it. You say love. Right before that, you talk about Jesus. So it's good, right? I like this. Jesus teaching parables, right? We struggle about them. I'm not sure why, because this is a man of love. And it says love is a universal spiritual tool that is the foundation of the connection with God. See, if we could just lean into that 100%, tell me all the things that will fade away, disintegrate, and dissolve.
They will die from neglect. The first love has to be with ourselves. And Dr. King talked about his, you know, love as a foundation. And when we talk about, like, think about racism, sexism, transphobia, homophobia, all of the isms that there are, the structural issues, cultural, generational, all of those things that we judge and have whole media systems around to replicate and make stronger the discord between us.
Mm.
But you have to love yourself first.
Yeah. I want to talk about this when we come back, because not only do you talk about it, but you have some guiding principles, especially when you talk about prayer practice, that really will get people there. And the reason I say get people there, will get people there no matter where they're starting from. See, this is what I love. See, you don't have to be like already sitting on a mountain. You could be anywhere. You could be me in a gutter someplace that can't find your motorcycle because you've had too much to drink. You don't know where your keys are. That could be you. And somebody reaches out to you and gives you a hand and says something like, I'm going to help you up because somehow God had me walk down this dirty alley and I found you. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Lisa Collins about, now that you know this, are you all going to be all in to do some practicing? Are you okay with wherever you are, where you're starting? Let's take a short break. Benny, Jacob, we'll be right back with Dr. Lisa Collins. You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter.
Tune in to the hit show, Us. Critical conversations on the challenges of our time with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
That's what I'm saying, Benny. That's what I'm saying. Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and it's a very special edition of the Dr. Pat Show. I want you all to know that I'm here with my friend, colleague, Dr. Lisa Collins, Love of Light, A Guide to Peace and Oneness. And I just want to say to all of you out there, this is a book that is available to you. It answers many questions. You know, how have we allowed things like sexuality and politics and skin color to divide us? I mean, we're even divided on what kind of food we eat now, right? I mean, there are people that are like, you eat beef, you're not my friend. And then, you know, why is it so difficult for each of us to love and to love each other as human beings? And I think if you can get a handle on that first question, you'll then take a look at the others. But then she asks the most incredible things throughout the book, by the way. What happens if we were to look at each other's and if they were whole. There's so much. And what happens when you go through this and you read her book, and she is a medium, she's a spiritual writer, she's a playwright. She uses her gifts for healing, for openness. And she understands this because, you see, my mentor said to me, you cannot take a person to a place, Pat, you haven't gone. That's how you know she's been there. I want everybody to know that the book is available. You can go to educationthroughengagement.com, or you can go to this other place. Check this out, familyofcolorproductions.com. Dr. Lisa, again, thank you. I want to go to... I'm not going to give away the punchline, but I just want to read this one thing. And then I would like you to talk to it, because it's not just the book that really takes us to another place, especially if you read these prayers out loud. It's a book that says there's something for us to do. And there's a sentence at the end of the book that says, structure your life much as you would if you did not want to get sick. Now, I love this. Because when I hear sick, just like your grooming, your training, and when Carl Jung gave this spiritual experiencing to Bill Wilson, they were talking about spiritually sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in the book, you're taking us through the what and the how. Can we do it? Can we do it?
Yes, we can. And we will. And it won't, the book won't speak to everyone. And I was presenting a couple weeks ago, and a woman came up and she was in tears. We had watched the film working with a school down in Santa Barbara around healing, all holistic healing, and watched the short film, Be Careful What You Ask For. And she came up in tears and she said, I just don't know what to do. And I said, do you feel untethered? And she said, I do. I said, read the book. It will help you.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I think there's more people than not that want, they're seeking something. Look at all the, you know, it says in the extreme sports, the extreme TV, the extreme, everything's extreme. But the soul is thirsty.
Yeah.
We're souls. We're thirsty. And I think that these small communities are going to start where we're just caring for one another, talking about how tough it is, not to judge that lipstick or that hat or that whatever it is that's not important, and to love ourselves. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I can love you. If you're hurting, I'm hurting.
Yeah. Yeah. The buck has got to stop here. And, you know, I don't know when that light bulb went on for me. I think early on when I realized my whole life was dependent on substance abuse, and now I met somebody incredible. And, you know, Linda was not from that background. She has one of the most not dysfunctional families, and I met her mom. And this is how I knew I had to change, Dr. Lisa. You know, I met Linda's mom. We worked together at Bell Labs and Bellcore, and I walked into their home. Now, I didn't even know what a home like this could even look like, but I walked in, and there was Joan, and she had these very thick glasses, right, Joan? But you could see her piercing blue eyes. At 23, I never lifted up my head. You know, people saw the top of my head, like, all the time. They're like, wow, you got like that's a lot of hair. I don't have a lot of hair now, but they're like, wow, you got a lot of hair. And I walked in, and Linda introduced me. She said, hey, I want you to meet my mother, Joan. First of all, I'm like, what? Is she mom or she? No, she's Joan. And I walked in, and I thought I was done. And she says, get over here, young lady. Now, I know she's talking to me. She says, pick up your head.
Mm.
I want you to look me in the eye. Don't ever come in my house with your head down again, ever. You have beautiful eyes. That was the last time. And I'm telling you, I was scared. But my heart opened. See, even something like that is hard to hear. That is like God giving me something to learn. And the only way I could learn it, because if you'd have walked up to me, Dr. Lisa, and said, oh, it'd be a good idea to prick your head up, I'd be like, okay, next.
Right.
But isn't this is not a one-size-fits-all, as you said, but yet it does fit all. It does fit all, doesn't it?
It is. It is for everyone. It is for everyone. And there's a part in the book that says, and for those that don't believe in God, God believes in you. And you can benefit from these practices, and they will help you as well. It's universal.
Yeah.
All religions, all creeds, it's us. Mm-hmm. It is us. We're the ones we're looking for.
We live in a world now that when I look at my phone, and I think you go on to say something like, keep spiritual literature at hand. Well, that's literature. That's your app. You can set, I have somebody I work with actually is here today. Her alarm goes off. Why does her alarm go off? She got to do a little spiritual check-in, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think as you look ahead? And there are many things I know you think about. I want to know what's next for Dr. Lisa Collins. I want to know, as I sit here and your mind and your heart and your soul are interconnecting with each other, can you give us a sneak peek into the consciousness of Dr. Lisa Collins?
Well, I don't know. There are a couple things on the horizon. There's a book on motherhood on the horizon. And motherhood is, the definition of motherhood is not people who have born children. Mothering is universal across genders, across. It's already started. There's a book on love coming, which I'm excited about. There's at least a couple screenplays coming. I'll be going with Chad Brown. I don't know if you know Chad Brown, out to the Arctic this summer.
Wow.
And I'll be writing about climate change and the how climate change is hurting our Earth. And so I plan to write a screenplay about that. So those are some of the things that are brewing. In my heart is very grateful and humbled to be able to do God's work on earth with you, Dr. Pat, and all of the people who I come in contact with. I know this is a gift, and I plan to step all the way into it.
Mm. Wow. I had the honor and pleasure of learning from a man who became my coach and my mentor in so many ways from Africa, right? Sam Hammond. And I went through, and there was something that really talked to what you just said right now. And boy, we're going to be right there. We're getting ready to launch our Green Channel. So I don't know the timing of that trip, but boy, let's follow Dr. Lisa, because this is so important to all of us, right? But I read this poem in the middle of the book, and it was South African poetry, right? I believe it was where it came from. And I'm not going to read it all, but there's a piece of it that stopped me. The light may lead where feet shall bleed, and voices drear assail the ear. With horrid sights shall throng the nights and days of right with fears and strife. The treasure by thee will be found, maybe amid the rattle and smoke of battle, or far it may lie neath a flickering sky, mid waste ablaze in the scorching rays. Perchance it peers where winter rears in the Arctic zone his eternal throne, or far it may be near the purple sea, on a weltering steep of sunless deep. But how or where be not thy care. The priceless treasure no thought can measure, he shall surely find who with steadfast mind keeps trimmed and bright in the inward light. Through toil, through pain, and loss and gain, by day, by night, follow the light.
Yes.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Yes.
That is a tearjerker for me. Dr. Lisa, thank you for today. Please let folks know they can follow you, get the book, your show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Pat. You can find the book, Love of Light, on Archway Publishing. You can follow me on Twitter, Ed Through Engage, Lisa C. Healing and Instagram, and my website, educationthroughengagement.com.
One last question. I'll try to make it easy. I would love to know your personal message. I would love to know what Dr. Lisa Collins would like to leave us all with today. And again, thank you.
You're welcome. My personal message is treat yourself like your best friend. Love yourself.
For all of you out there that are thinking, where do I begin? We just gave you the blueprint. Whether it's this book or whether it's Dr. Lisa's guidance, walk around with something spiritual. You define what that is. And if you do decide to read it out loud, like I have to do because I don't really read internally very well, maybe you too will come to tears. But those tears that Dr. Lisa Collins talks about, they're tears of joy. They're tears of gratitude. They're tears of the very transformation you are in the middle of. And that's what Dr. Lisa Collins does. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much.
I want to thank Jacob for making everything look great. And as usual, Benny, I want to thank you for pushing all the right buttons and doing what you do for so long. But more importantly, I want to thank all of you out there. We bring you shows like this because we know energetically and consciously, this is what you want to hear. This is what will help you today. Please reach out to Dr. Lisa Collins. Please, she is available, she's open, and we are here to support you. Doesn't matter where you are in your journey. We'll see you next time, everyone.